John McCain has some supporters in Vietnam. If the Vietnamese could vote in this election, you probably would not expect them to back a man who fought in the country and was famously shot down over Hanoi. But McCain has more Vietnamese supporters than you might think. Here's NPR's Michael Sullivan.
These days, there are a lot of people who claim to have pulled John McCain from Chuuk Bạc Lake 41 years ago. Some newly minted capitalists that they are offering to tell their story for cash. But not Tran Van Thang, who insists he was the one who reached McCain first. Pointing out into the lake, Thang says he saw McCain's parachute and immediately started swimming towards it, while a Vietnamese anti-aircraft battery on shore fired continuously. McCain was unconscious, Thang says, when he reached him. He grabbed McCain by the left hand, he says, the one with the broken watch, and with the help of others, dragged him to shore and cut the parachute away using the knife strapped to McCain's leg. Then the army and police came, Thang says, and took McCain away. Thang says he hopes the man he helped save, the man who has visited Vietnam many times since, becomes the next U.S. president. He's been in the Senate for a long time, so he has experience, Thang says. He may have come during the war to bomb us, but in the end he was saved by the Vietnamese, and if he becomes president, I think he will remember that and create more favorable conditions for Vietnam than the other candidate. Across town, the man who commanded the missile battery that brought down McCain's F-4, Nguyen Xuan Dai, sits under a photo of himself taken with Vietnam's legendary General Vo Nguyen Giap. The former missile battery commander, who is now 70, says he thinks it would be a beautiful thing if the man his crew brought down was trusted enough by voters to be elected president. But he says, John McCain is now old, and I'm just wondering whether Americans will be confident enough in him to vote for him. Throughout the campaign, he's done well, Nguyen says, but he's not young, and I just wonder whether he can be elected. One of McCain's jailers, Nguyen Tien Chan, now lives in a small apartment not far from the infamous Hanoi Hilton, where McCain and other U.S. airmen were kept and tortured repeatedly, they say, by their captors. Nguyen vehemently denies that John McCain or any of the others were tortured during their time in prison, but concedes McCain was tough. He says he remembers going to the hospital with McCain after he was pulled from the lake, with his leg and both arms broken. 90% of Vietnamese wouldn't have made it, Nguyen says, but McCain did. Nguyen says he doesn't care who becomes the next U.S. president. That's the American people's decision, he says. But the war is in the past. The U.S. and Vietnam are friends, Nguyen says, and we see John McCain as a friend. Back at Chuuk Bạc Lake, a dozen or so young people born after the war ended are drinking coffee at a lakeside cafe. Nguyen Tien Nhi is a 27-year-old businessman. Barack Obama doesn't have much experience in diplomacy or in foreign policy. He's not as strong as John McCain on these issues, he says. But Nguyen says he still prefers Obama, whom he sees as a unifier, and a man who appears to care more about the poor and the middle class. Nguyen's friend, 31-year-old Tuan, goes a step further. He is friendly and people-oriented. He seems to have a peaceful spirit, Tuan says, and he wants to unite the world, bring peace to the world, not create wars. So that's why I like Obama. Not creating wars is something people here care about. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.